We have entered the final phase of our Project Milwaukee series on black men in prison. Wisconsin incarcerates African-American males at a higher rate than any other state. During the final weeks of our series, we're examining efforts to reduce the numbers. Aaron Toner approached a handful of teenagers who showed up for the panel discussion WUWM and MPTV hosted on Milwaukee's North Side. She learned they attend North Division High School and live in neighborhoods weighed down by poverty and crime.
Point out any black man in prison in Wisconsin, and odds are he's from Milwaukee, and in particular, zip code 53206. It's one of the poorest parts of the city. A third of the adults are unemployed, and violence is rampant. Nearly 4,000 black men there are either incarcerated or ex-offenders. 15-year-old Angelo Manise says he understands why people call the place where he lives the zoo.
The streets is messed up. It be called ghetto.
You see a lot of crime?
Yes, every day.
What do you see?
Murders, shooting, fights, all that on the news every day.
What is it like to live among that? Is it scary?
It's not scary. Well, not to me. You don't want to be soft. Like, that's what they say. You want to show people that you got it too. You can survive. And show them that you're weak so you won't get picked on.
Another 15-year-old, Demond Rogers, also uses the word survival to describe his community.
Some people ain't got everything, cars and money. So they do what they do to survive every day. You got to be the hardest to survive. If you don't, then you probably roll up and die.
I ask the teenagers if they know someone who's been in prison, a father, an uncle, or a brother. Everyone raises their hand. One student admits he has served time. Another in the group, 16-year-old Delamus Harris, says his cousin went to prison for selling drugs. But Harris does not blame neighborhood pressure.
Are drugs a big part of life?
Yeah, especially in our neighborhood, everybody do it. So I guess people think if they don't have no money, they sell drugs, they can get money.
What kind of drugs?
Weed, dope for crackheads or whatever.
Do you see any way to get out of that kind of life?
I know that's all on you. The environment don't affect how you act. It's your own choice. If you decide to do something wrong, it's your choice as a man. You can't let nobody else make a decision for you. So all that other stuff they talking about, your environment, that don't mean nothing to me. You choose to make your decision.
What choices are you making to make sure that you don't fall into this trap?
Me, I go to school every day, don't smoke, stay away from bad people. I play sports and stay out the hood, everything.
Delamus and most of the other teens say they don't have a father at home, someone to guide them in the right direction.
No, I don't, but I still know my right and wrongs from my mama. So, yeah. And I go to church where I used to, but I'm from start back.
The teenagers take part in a program at North Division High School called Young Men of Vision. Demetrius Brown is their advisor.
What we're really trying to do is allow students to really gain their own spirit and their own vision for their lives. And so we take them through a process we call a rite of passage, where they begin to examine who they are and what their goals are and how they plan to achieve their goals.
Brown says he brought the students to the discussion on black male incarceration to broaden their view of life and perhaps ignite a new generation of leaders.
I'm hoping that they can really be advocates for a better community, jobs, and things that can really promote their careers as it relates to them becoming better human beings in this community.
Brown says the immediate goal is to get the young men on a track toward higher education, so college degrees and careers take the place of crime in 53206. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.